All right, it's 8:40, 42 degrees here in Sheboygan. Mike Kinzel back in studio with us.
And joining me is Mayor Terry Van Akron. Good morning, Mayor.
Great to be here.
Good.
Nice warm morning this morning.
We're going
to get to 50.
About time, huh?
About time. It's almost spring.
We're only a couple months away.
Yeah.
Well, first time we get to visit with you after the election, which you lost by about 190 votes. We finally found that out.
Yeah, about 1 o'clock in the morning.
About 11:30 on Tuesday night. But I guess just your thoughts, Terry.
You know, it was a close race. I give Mike Vandersteen credit for the race he ran, and that's what elections are. You give people a choice, and they made their choice. I have no regrets. You know, I started this in 1986 as an alderman, and like most people, I got excited about running for alderman because of one issue, and something said, you know, boy, I'm going to go out there and I can do that. Today, I can't remember what that issue was, but there was some issue that got me fired up in that time. I won the election, and I've won some elections. We were talking earlier. I've lost some elections, but overall, I have no regrets. You know, I've served the people of Sheboygan as alderman for 12 years. I've served on the county board for 2 years. I served on the state assembly for 8 years. That's such an honor to be able to walk into that building, that Capitol building, and be your state representative. There's only a handful of people that get elected to that position. And then to be able to come back and just through circumstances of that we all wish didn't happen, I became mayor in a time when there was a lot of turmoil and it needed some stability, and I was glad that I was able to step up and calm things down, and the city's moving forward again. But there isn't many people that can say in their lifetime that they were a state representative and a mayor. I don't think there's anybody in Sheboygan that's ever done both those jobs, and you know, I love serving the people. I'm gonna miss that,
We tend to look at the loss. Oh, you lost by 197 votes, I think it was. But there were almost 4,000 people that liked what you did.
Right. You know, and it was 51-49 or whatever the percentage is, or however you look at it. You know, over the years, I've had people that have supported me all along, and people that have elected me the state representative and now as the mayor for the first time in the last election. And you know, I never take it personally. They're not electing me. They're electing my beliefs, and they're electing their belief in me that I'll do the job and be able to go forward. And you know, I've noticed. I was there when Mayor Schuster was there, when Mayor Schneider was there, when Mayor Schramm was there, Perez, Ryan. You know, the city goes forward with and without us, and I wish nothing but the best for both the city and for Mike Vandersteen.
Your plans, you got any? Too early to tell you?
Yeah, too early to tell. I'm wrapping up some things at the office in the next week or two. I called Mike and told him, you know, that he should stop down and we'll sit down and I'll turn over some things that we were working on and let him know some things that have been happening. You know, it'll be a smoother transition because Jim Amodio's there too, and those people stay, and the department heads stay. We got a great staff down in City Hall. We've got a great set of aldermen that are dedicated to doing what they do. Like I said, the city moves on no matter who sits in that chair. I was just lucky enough for a short period of time to, you know, it was always a lifelong dream of mine to be mayor of the city of Sheboygan, and I got to do that. I got to do that.
And you did calm things down, well, you know, because things, talked.
We had a big election, and I didn't see Channel 4, 6, 12, or 11 here. The election before, they were all over. You know, so I guess things were back to what Sheboygan should be. You know, we can talk about and we can have our debates and arguments about budgets and roads and things like that. Let's talk about those issues. But the things that we didn't need to talk about, we got behind us and we moved forward. So,
and you did talk about the issues. It was a good campaign. I went to the debate. It was a good debate. There were issues talked about, not just...
not personalities.
No, no.
I've known Mike for many years. And, you know, I know Mike. Mike knows who I am. We've served on different committees, both when he's on the county and I was at the state, or both city, county type of things. Mike will do a fine job, we just differ on a few ways of doing some issues, but wasn't it a clean breath of fresh air to have a debate that was on issues, not on personal attacks? I don't think you saw Mike or I attack each other's personality or our personality traits over anything. It was a difference in what we thought on how to run the city. And that's what it should be about.
Are you going to take a break? I mean, you've been in government for a lot of years. What are you thinking?
You know, I think this was my last election. You know, I've enjoyed it. I'm getting up in that age where every going and knocking on doors, when I get home, my knees are swollen and sore and tired. You know, and I've done just about all the things that I set out to do with the state representative and stuff. So I think I'm going to spend some time with my family. But by saying spending time with my family, that means my 30-year-old son who's an alderman and my 31-year-old son-in-law who's an alderman. And, you know, so you always have it in your blood. I'll always be calling them after the meeting saying, hey, what did you do that for? like my dad did when he served for 18 years.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's a long chain here.
Yeah, so, you know, of course I'll miss it. I'll miss the people that I talk to out on the street. I'll miss the city employees. And you guys. You guys have treated me well over the years. You know, it's always been fair. You know, you've always treated me very well. Things have always gone really good here. Things went even better when Jerry went up to Green Bay. But you guys have been fair and honest and been able to do things and have these kind of discussions. So I thank you, too, because this is how people in Sheboygan get to know what's happening. Even in the dull times when things weren't going on, we still have things to talk about that happened at a city council. So I want to thank you, Mike and Kelly, for having me all these years.
You're welcome. We appreciate you cooperating with us all the way down the line. You got 2 weeks left, right?
Yeah, we got about 2 weeks left, so we're working some things out. You know, I know a couple of my predecessors, when they lost, that's the last you saw of them and took over.
Some didn't even show up at the next meeting.
Yeah, and you know, that's just not the way I am. You know, I came up last night to the meeting. I'll be there at the last meeting on the 2nd. I may even be at the meeting of the swearing in because my son won an election and he's getting sworn in.
And you know, Terry, part of running for office is you can't be afraid to lose. You know, you go out there and you make your thoughts known and you can't be afraid to lose because losing is hard.
Losing's tough if you take it personally. And I don't take it that 4,000 people voted against Terry Van Akron and doesn't like Terry Van Akron, didn't want Terry Van Akron. They either wanted a change in somebody else or thought something there. So it's taking it personal, and I don't take it as a personal thing. I still think this is a great city. I've lived here my entire life. It's still growing, and it's going to continue to grow. I can only imagine what it's going to look like when my grandsons are 40 and 50 years old.
On the council.
I know.
Or maybe the mayor.
Yeah. Or the mayor.
Well, we wish you good luck, Terry, and I'm sure we'll see you at public input every now and then down the line.
Thank you very much.